your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into Monday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, August 10th, 2020. That's right, it's already August 10th. I tell you, I remember when it was August 1st, now all of a sudden, boom, we're already up to August 10th. These days just fly by, these weeks fly by. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, got a lot of stuff to get into, and so it just, you know, boom, 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 one day after the other keeps on rolling. So today's Locked On Raiders podcast is being brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, super low prices, all the parts your car is ever going to need at rockauto.com. Make sure you tell them that Locked On Raiders podcast sent you so they know I'm doing my job. And I'll tell you more about rockauto.com at the end of segment number one. Coming up on today's show in segment number three, I got your calls and your texts straight off the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Been trying to catch up on a lot of those. I really could knock out like two segments just of calls and texts, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to limit it to one segment, and that's going to be segment number three. So I'm trying to get caught up on all the calls and texts because there is a lot of feedback on that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line that I'd like to get to. So 707-654-4693, that's coming up in segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, normally I want to talk about, you know, what's going on with the Raiders, the football aspect of it, who could be a player, who's not going to be a player. But there's so much going on in this country right now, especially with COVID-19 and everything, that all the results of that and how sports are being pushed off and some are trying to get started. And obviously with the NBA's playing in a bubble and Major League Baseball is trying to do the best they can to get things going. Well, college football looks like it's on life support right now. College football looks like it's about to be just squashed. You know, it looks like the fall sports season for college is about to be pushed all the way to the spring, if not just canceled altogether. So I'm looking at the NFL, and I know they're a different animal. They're not on the same level, and there's a lot of money to be had. There's a lot of money to be lost if they don't play. But I'm just going to look at the NFL season and what the chances I really do believe are of a whole 16-game season being played. I did think at first that there was a chance that all the games are going to be played, but it just feels like more and more we go day by day, it feels like the chances of getting to a 16-game season are less and less and less each and every day. So we'll talk about that in segment number two. Here in segment number one, I'll give you the news and the notes of the day as I always do. So the first piece of news has to actually do with the Raiders and the fact that over the weekend they re-signed a player, Ade Aruna. He's a defensive end. He apparently was with the team before, but he re-signed over the weekend. He's a 6'5", 263-pound defensive end, returns to the Raiders after joining the club's practice squad before week 17 in 2019 and signing as a reserve future free agent at the conclusion of the season. He was originally a sixth-round pick by the Minnesota Vikings in the 2018 NFL draft. Aruna spent his rookie campaign on the reserve injured list and has not appeared in a regular season contest. He's a native of Nigeria, spent 5 years at Tulane after moving to the United States in 2010, appeared in 44 games with 34 starts over his collegiate career. He had 107 tackles, including 19 for loss, 11 sacks, 4 pass defense, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 fumble recoveries. So the Raiders signed defensive end Ade Aruna. I'm not exactly 100% sure how to say his name, so I apologize. But again, he's a 6'5", 263-pound defensive end. And I look at that and say, that's cool, but it's not really that cool. It's not really a big deal. I believe he's just a signing to take some reps from some guys in camp, and especially with Max Crosby being out right now. I mean, he's a guy that could fill in for the time being. I don't think he's a guy that's going to be on the roster very long. I think he's just going to be there, like I said, for some reps and to take some reps away from everybody, some other guys, so they can keep them fresh. So don't look for him to be a big deal. I'm still looking for the Jadeveon Clowney signing. I believe it's down to the Raiders and the Titans. And who knows, there may be a team out there, like a team that nobody's talking about, that he might end up going to. But I really do believe it boils down to the Raiders and the Titans. And I kind of lean heavily towards the Titans, thinking that's the team that he's going to sign with. But we'll see. You know, there's still time. I would like, if the Raiders are going to sign him sooner rather than later, though. I think he needs all the training camp he could possibly get, especially with this strange season and this strange training camp, the way that they're doing it. He needs to get familiar with Paul Gunther's scheme if he's going to be a member of the Raiders. But again, that's still a wait-and-see type process. Also, over the weekend, matter of fact, late Friday evening, the NFL updated their COVID-19 testing. They sent a memo to all 32 teams updating the protocol that included key changes in the way test results are considered, testing protocol following an initial positive test, and the length of the testing exemption period, among other important points of focus. The statement said, test results reported as presumptive positive or inconclusive should be considered the same as positive with regard to further testing, treatment, and screening, according to the memo. If a player with no known history of COVID-19 infection receives a new positive test result and is asymptomatic, then two types of confirmatory tests will be run on the day following the positive test result. During that time, the tested individual must remain out of the facility and isolate at home until the confirmatory test results return. If both types of confirmatory tests are negative, then the individual is not considered COVID-19 positive and may resume all normal activity. And the main reason for all these changes is because of what happened last week when Matt Stafford, or actually it was last week, I think that's when it came back that he wasn't positive for COVID-19. The week before he had tested positive, but really it was a false positive. Matter of fact, they say in the statement, the change of protocol comes in response to, among other things, the false positive test for Detroit Lions quarterback Matt Stafford. Also in the memo, Dr. Seals included a reminder directing all players and Tier 1s and Tier 2 personnel to wear a face mask at all times when in the facility, except players can remove their mask when physical activity prevents their use. Then, in addition to the use of face shields, the memo says such shields are not acceptable substitute for face masks, even though they may be worn in addition to a mask for additional protection. So you see a lot of people wearing just those plastic face shields around town, and I know I see people wearing them around town all the time. Those are not acceptable substitutions. They have to be worn with the mask, not instead of the mask, if that makes sense. And my final little news and note, little nugget I have here for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast actually has to do with the officials in 2020. You know, we talked a lot about the players. We talked about coaches. We've talked about all kinds of people that could potentially opt out for 2020. Well, how about the officials? How about the referees? The the NFL Referee Association announced on Sunday that they came to an agreement with the NFL on health and safety protections and an opt-out for the upcoming 2020 NFL season. The officials actually have until this Thursday to notify their decision to opt out of the 2020 season. If they do, as outlined in the NFLRA press release, the agreement includes, but is not limited to, the following provisions. Any game or replay official who has concerns related to COVID-19 may voluntarily elect to take a leave of absence from officiating responsibilities for the 2020 season. Any game official who takes a leave of absence will receive a payment of $30,000. Any official who chooses to take a leave of absence is guaranteed job protection and may return for the 2021 season. If a game official tests positive during the season, the test and illness will be treated as an injury sustained while performing a league-sanctioned or required activity. The official will be entitled to injury pay, medical expenses, and other benefits that apply. If an official tests positive or shows signs of illness at game site, medical expenses, lodging, and travel expenses will be covered by the NFL. And it's funny, I didn't really think about it. I mean, I thought about the players, obviously, thought about the coaches, because there's a lot of coaches that are older and this could affect them. You never know what their health status is like. There's a lot of different people and moving parts that go into an NFL game, but really didn't think about the officials who are out there doing their thing. And, you know, it's a shame on me, you know, my bad for not thinking about the officials, because on ESPN Central Texas, every single year as we prepare for the upcoming high school season, I always have officials, like a group of officials on to talk about the upcoming season. And we talk specifically with them about COVID-19 and how their game changes. And it never once dawned on me to think about the NFL officials and how this could be a game changer for them. But they do have the opt-out option. If you remember, the players had the opt-out option. 66 total players decided to opt out. I saw a number that said 69, but I believe the official number was 66. Either way, it's in that range. 66 to 69 players actually opted out of the 2020 season, with the Raiders having three of them. But the officials have till this Thursday to opt out. So it should be interesting to see who decides to opt out, because look, this is not their full-time job. Most of the officials, this is not their full-time job. Most of them, this is a side job, which I've always thought was a shame. I thought that these officials should be locked in 100%. And this should be their full-time job, but it's not. It's not for a lot of them. So it will be interesting to see who says thanks, but no thanks as far as the officials go. So that's what I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Little news and notes collected over the weekend. Coming up in segment number two, I just want to talk about the season, the upcoming season, and, you know, how many games do I think is actually going to get played? Will it be a full 16? Will it be interrupted? How are things going to shake out? Well, we'll talk about that in segment number two. Before I get into that, though, I want to talk about rockauto.com. They are the title sponsor for today's Locked On Raider podcast. And not only that, the good thing about them is they're a family business. So all Raider fans should understand that because the Raiders are a family business. But they're doing football, and rockauto.com, they're doing auto parts. And they've been serving auto part customers online for 20 years. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com. You can shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And please believe, they got everything. Engine control modules, they got brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet, whatever you need. It's crazy, man. They got the big stuff and they got the little stuff and anything in between. So whatever you need, they got, because their catalog is unique and super easy to navigate. If I can figure out how to navigate through it, you can figure out how to navigate through it. You can quickly see all the parts available for your car. You can choose the brands, specifications, and most importantly, the prices that you prefer. That's right, I said prices. The prices at rockauto.com are always super low and the same for professionals as it is for do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much money for the same parts? You don't have to. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And while you're there, you got to make sure you do your boy a solid and write Locked On Raiders Podcast. That's how you heard about us, Locked On Raiders Podcast, so they know that I did my job and I'm sending them to you, or I'm sending you to them. So great selection, super low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Segment number two is on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast on this Monday, August 10th, 2020. And want to talk about, well, this week. This week has got me pretty excited because this is the week where guys like Vinny Bonsignor, guys like Vic Tafer, guys that cover the Raiders like a glove, the beat writers, the beat reporters, they're going to be able to be there at the facility and check out some practice. Now, again, these practices aren't full padded. The padded practices don't start till August 17th. That's actually John Gruden's birthday. He let that be known in his last press conference. So you're not going to see and you're not going to hear about pads popping and all that good stuff, but you are going to hear about some practices. You'll hear some from some players this week. There'll be some media sessions and all that good stuff. And of course, I'll bring it to you not only on Raider Nation Radio 920, but also here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. And so I'm just thinking about it as I'm getting closer and closer to feeling like, okay, some activity is going on. And then I'm looking at the landscape of sports. And so this is what I want to talk about here in segment number two, and talk about the chances of a full 16 game season getting played and what I actually think is really going to happen with this NFL season. And the thing about it is, I've heard a lot of different opinions from a lot of different people. Sometimes someone will text me and say, man, I'm not feeling good about this, or I don't think this is going to happen, or yeah, I feel really great about this, or maybe this is not a big deal. COVID-19 is really not a big deal. You're overdoing it. And I've heard that plenty of times. I heard people say that all the time. Oh, you're thinking too much about it. It's not really that serious of a deal. And you look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical expert. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm just going off of what I've been told. I'm going off of what I'm seeing across the country and what I'm hearing from different entities that are out there trying to play these sports, and especially as a guy who works on ESPN Central Texas. I've been doing sports radio since 2012. Obviously, it's a big deal to me. Obviously, I'm going to be paying attention to it. In Texas, we're worried about Texas high school football. That actually, no joke, makes us more money at a radio station than the college football season does. I mean, no joke. Baylor does really well for us. We make a lot of good money based off the Baylor football season, the Big 12 season. But we actually make more money as a radio station based off of Texas high school football because it's just that big of an entity. So we've just been kind of monitoring that to see if it gets played. And some districts have gotten back to play, or gotten back to practice, I mean, and they'll be playing later on this month. And some have not yet. You know, the higher districts have not. So anyway, I'm not talking about Texas high school football here. I'm just talking about sports in general. I start to see reports over the weekend about Power 5 schools or Power 5 programs talking about that they're just going to push football to the spring unless they cancel it all together in 2020. And it just feels like the climate, the direction things are going, college, high school, that's going to be real questionable if these things are going to get played. But how the NFL adapts to that, because the NFL has been full steam ahead the whole time, right? The NFL still had the draft. The NFL still did everything that they could. They're in training camp right now. I mean, they're going through all the protocols they can to try to get something out there and get a product out there on the field. You know, they're already up in the air as far as fans in the stands go. We know that Mark Davis has said there's going to be no fans for the Raiders. There's other teams out there that are going to have no fans. Some are probably going to attempt to put 25 to 50%, but whatever. I mean, that's right now that's based off of a state-to-state and a team-to-team type situation. But just as far as the games being played, how do we expect there to be a full 16 game? And this is what got me thinking really and been thinking about it hard and long over the weekend was the fact that, you know, there's a chance that one guy can go down, like Max Crosby. You know, he's one guy that's got it. He got it early, and it was confirmed that he had COVID-19. I just go ahead and put that out there. Vinny Bonsignor, he confirmed the fact that he did test positive for COVID-19. Now, you've got to go ahead and test multiple times because anything could come back, just like Matthew Stafford had a false positive before. Who knows? But for that test, Max Crosby did test positive. So either way, he should come back at some point and be probably fine. I haven't heard any kind of complications. Haven't heard that he's doing bad. But what if him and two other guys on the defensive line all of a sudden go down at the same time? You know, and so this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that a guy is going to go into a locker room somewhere and they're going to end up infecting three or four guys or five or six guys. You know what I mean? And then that's when all of a sudden you have trouble. What you're seeing from the NBA and the bubble that they're playing in, everything has been fine. You know, they're good to go. But the NFL, similar to MLB, Major League Baseball, they're not going to be in a bubble. I don't think it's possible to be in a bubble. Now, it would be ideal if they could be in that kind of situation and just be isolated, but I just don't see that as a possibility. So without them being in a bubble, I just feel like, and I don't know where it's going to come from. I'm not trying to put no bad juju on nobody. I know someone said something like, don't put anybody's name on there. That's bad luck or whatever. Look, we're all, you know, in line for it. We all can end up with it. And at some point, I believe that we all will either already have had it or will have it. You know, it's one of those situations. I just think it's inevitable that it's going to hit. So I'm just thinking at some point, just like we've seen in baseball, like you're going to see like 10 guys from a team all of a sudden get hit. Can a team recover and have 10 guys out for a specific week or even 2 weeks and be able to play and be able to put a full team out there? I think that we're going to see the NFL play 16 games because that they're going to get that money. They're going to make sure that they get that money. But I do think we're going to probably see a start and a stop. I don't think it's going to go 16 smooth weeks with no problems, or else there's going to be a team here or a team there that might have to forfeit a game. You know, that could be the other alternative. If they don't want to push back a week and say, hey, you know what, we're going to get this done, you know, Saturday and Sunday or whatever, then maybe, you know, maybe a team just has to forfeit a game, which would be very unfortunate. And, you know, when you only have 16 games, every single game matters. Obviously, your division games matter more than anything, but you have to think about that, man. You only have 16 games in a regular season to determine if you're going to go to the playoffs or not. So every single game is going to matter. I just feel like it is almost impossible to think that these teams, all 32 teams in the league, are going to be able to go 16 weeks. Obviously, they all have bye weeks, so it's really 17 weeks, and have no problems where every team plays their game that's scheduled. It's just it's hard for me to believe that. And look, this hasn't always been my stance. It's just been how things have been moving and shaking as of late, and how sports I see, just, you know, with sports starting back up, kind of see how these different leagues are doing thing. And I think the NFL is really paying attention in a major way to what's going on in the NBA, what's going on specifically in Major League Baseball, you know, and seeing how these leagues are handling it. I just kind of feel like it's not going to be possible for them to play all 16. I think there's going to be a week where you may wake up and they say, hey, you know, the Raiders versus whoever, it's been canceled this week, either the Raiders' fault or the other team's fault or both. I mean, I just kind of feel like that's going to be the inevitable. It's going to happen at some point, and I think it's going to happen to more teams than it won't. And it might be so many that it just has to push back to another week. Like, hey, this week three action is not going to happen week three. Going to have to push it back to week four when there's actually more bodies. And I know that they've expanded the practice squad, and that's great. And I think that's smart, actually. I do think that's smart, and I think it's smart to be able to put veterans on the practice squad as well and be able to call them up at any time. And yeah, their ego is going to be a little hurt because they're veterans and they're not supposed to be on the practice squad. But this year, it's just such a big question mark. So these rosters, if they didn't have so many players on the roster, I would say, okay, I could probably see it happening. But there's so many players on an NFL roster. That's the thing about it. There's so many bodies that you're taking all these chances. And, you know, it's like, it's so crazy to me when people say, well, you know, on the sidelines, there's going to be social distancing. You got to wear your mask. Okay, so I asked this question. I asked this question on Friday on ESPN Central Texas. So when you're standing on the sideline and you're wearing your mask and you're social distance, you know, one running back is six feet apart from another running back. What changes when they get into the game? What changes when they get into the game? What's the difference between being social distance on the sideline and then being bunched up in a tight formation on the field? I don't have an answer for that. And nobody's had an answer. There's absolutely no difference. You know, if Rodney Hudson comes off the field when the defense is on the field and he has his mask on and he's sitting on the bench, that's great. But as soon as he gets into the game, he's taking his mask off and he's right there in the middle of the defensive line. So that means that every defensive lineman that is right there and every offensive lineman is right around him. Rodney Hudson is in the center of everything amongst all the players. Now, I know that they're tested before they get into, you know, before they go into the games, they're going to be tested multiple times. And this is the good thing about the NFL as compared to like NCAA or even high school football is that they got the money to be able to do all these tests and get them turned around quick, fast, and in a hurry. So that's positive. That's the one leg that the NFL has to stand on that these other leagues don't have to stand on. Now, Major League Baseball, NBA, they obviously have the money as well. But the NFL has the power over like NCAA football where every program is not able to test as often as NFL can test. But either way, you have symptoms at times that are sitting there and, you know, it's an incubator type serious situation. You know what I mean? Like it won't pop up for, you know, 4 or 5 days. So maybe you got it the night before the game and you don't really pop up until maybe 2 days after the game. I mean, there's so many different ways that this thing could spread. I just feel like at some point you're going to see an outbreak on a team or multiple teams that's going to delay the season. Now, again, the NFL makes so much money playing every game is so important, and that TV revenue is so important, and obviously getting the Super Bowl played, they're going to make sure all that happens. It's just, how is it going to happen and how delayed is it going to be? Is it going to be on time like they expect it to be? I personally don't think so. I think you're going to see maybe the first 2 or 3 weeks happen, and then all of a sudden, maybe week 4, you have to stop. There's too many teams, too many players that have come down with it, and, well, we're just going to have to stop this week, and we'll have to pick up next week, or whatever. I just feel like that's like one of those things that's bound to happen, if it happens at all. You know, there's some people I know for a fact that don't believe the NFL season is going to happen. Now, I just think there's too much money to be out, to be lost for it not to happen, but I know people, plenty of people that hit me up all the time like, hey, man, I'll be surprised that there's even a season, period. So me saying that there's going to be a season, but there's going to be some stops and goes along the way, that's a real positive compared to what a lot of people think, because a lot of people just don't know. And again, I know somebody's going to tell me that, hey, Q, it's not that bad. It's not that big a deal. After November 3rd, after the election, you won't even hear about COVID-19. I mean, I've heard everything. I've heard people talk bad because we've talked about it, and it's a subject, and it's involved in every kind of walk of life, basically. But it's something that is a concern, and it's out there. It's something that you have to pay attention to regardless how serious you believe it is or not. It will affect what you enjoy. And what you enjoy, which is what you're here for, is some Raider football. So I think all 16 gets played, but I just think it's going to be in a stop-and-go type fashion. You might get a nice stretch of games played and then like stop. And then a stretch of games played, and then maybe another stop. So instead of having one bye week, the team might end up with 2 bye weeks. And, you know, and that might be okay. That actually might be something good for the league to anticipate. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe we all go with an extra bye week to try to make sure that everyone stays as healthy as possible. I wouldn't have no problem with that. You know, if they just decided that, hey, you know what? Let's go on and push everything back one more week and just give everybody a bye week. Like in the middle of the season, instead of having just this team and this team is on a bye, hey, this week, the whole league goes on a bye. Now, I would be okay with that if that made them feel more confident that they'd be able to get through this thing. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there as I'm seeing more reports coming through. And who knows, sometime today, Power 5 and the NCAA is supposed to announce something, and they're looking at the Big Ten. I'm not sure if it's the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the SEC or who it is, but it looks like somebody's going to try to push off football to the springtime, and it's a Power 5, so that's a big deal. So that could come down sometime today. So that just kind of got me thinking about all this stuff a little bit more and how that reflects on the NFL. So that's all I got for you for segment number 2, just talking about COVID-19 and the possibility of playing a smooth 16-game season all the way through start to finish, or if there's going to be some stops along the way. Would love to hear from you what your thoughts on that are. 707-654-4693. That is the Locked On Raiders podcast voicemail line. Those calls and those texts are coming up next. Segment number 3 of today's Locked On Raiders podcast.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team
every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are, segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. It is time to hear from you. Your time to shine. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Trying to catch up all these calls and texts. Got a lot of good feedback. And the first one today is from Riverview Raider. He's calling to talk about Henry Ruggs III. Here he is, Riverview Raider.
Q, what's up, man? It's the Riverview Raider. Man, I just read an article saying Henry Ruggs is starting at the slot? Wow, I'm confused, man. Anyways, I'd give you something to talk about on the show tomorrow. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit more and let us know what you think about that, man. Anyways, great job, bro. And thanks for all the hard work, man. Have a good day. Riverview Raider, and I'm gone.
Riverview Raider, it's always good to hear from you, my man. And yeah, Greg Olsen said that the other day, that he's going to start in the slot. And, you know, the initial thoughts when I heard that, I was like, okay, they're going to move him all over the formation. I'd be shocked if they use him exclusively in the slot. I know they want him to get the ball in his hands as quickly as possible. Plus, they're trying to get him away from his really good press corners on the outside. But I don't know, man. I'd be shocked to see him just exclusively in the slot. That opens up a lot of questions. I was actually going to talk about that in segment number two today. Instead, I decided to talk about COVID-19. Maybe that'll be a little bit later in the week. But it almost feels like it would be a waste of talent, right? Because you know that you got Hunter Renfrow, who you could put into the slot, who's really, really good. I'm not saying he's going to get a ton of targets, but he could be a guy that helps out and makes himself available for Derek Carr. And you would think that, you know, Henry Ruggs could be on outside at one spot and Tyrell Williams on another spot. But who knows? You know, who knows what their game plan is? And it should be interesting, because if Ruggs does start out in the slot, then, well, Hunter Renfrow starts out on the bench, and who knows when he gets in, because I expect Henry Ruggs to be in the game, if nothing else, a decoy, you know, just to respect his speed. I expect him to be in the game a lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions around that, and I kind of would like to follow up with Greg Olsen or follow up with anyone else on that question. I wasn't on that press conference, but would have loved to have been on there to be able to, you know, just to follow up and say, okay, so what does that do with Hunter Renfrow? But there was nobody that asked that question. So one of these days I'll be on that call. Usually they have them when I'm on the radio on ESPN Central Texas, so I don't have a chance to get on there. But yeah, it's something to monitor for sure. Thank you so much for that call. Next up is a text from Raider Blind Rage in the 209. He said, what's up, Q? This is Raider Blind Rage in the 209. Been trying to find out the best way to listen to Raider Nation Radio in Las Vegas. It seems that if you want to listen through a smart speaker like Alexa, you have to have TuneIn Premium. If you ask to listen to KRLV, it plays a regular Fox feed. So I downloaded the official Raider app, and I cannot find a link anywhere in the app for Raider Nation Radio. Just want to get your thoughts. Love the show. Keep it the good work. One nation, one team. Go Raiders. Raider Blind Rage in the 209. Thank you so much for that call. And I believe the best way to listen to the station would be, let's see, lvsportsnetwork.com. That's really good. That goes to the website for all the Lotus stations. And then you could just click on Raider Nation Radio 920. You could do that. The TuneIn app does work now. I've been told the TuneIn app does work, and you don't need the premium to be able to listen to it. And then also on the official Raider app, like you mentioned, I was looking for it the other day and it was kind of hard to find, but it is there. If you just kind of scroll down like midway through, you can find it. It's kind of right there. So it's on there as well. It's a little tough to find at times, but it is there. So I would probably say the best and easiest way would be lvsportsnetwork.com, and then just click on Raider Nation Radio 920. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Thank you so much for tuning in to both the Locked On Raiders podcast and, of course, Raider Nation Radio 920. Next up, got a call here from Eric in the 707 calling to talk about third-round pick Lynn Bowden Jr., what he feels he could bring to the table. Here he is, Eric in the 707.
Hey, what's up, Q? What's up, Nation? It's Eric in the 707. Haven't called in a while, but I still listen every day, as well as listening to the new radio show. I listen to it on Spotify here, too, and just want to say congratulations, man, and your hard work paid off. Today I'm calling. I want to talk about the ingenious of Mayock and Gruden in drafting who I think is going to be a complete X factor in Lynn Bowden. So, look, man, with this COVID stuff going on, you got a guy now who, Henry Ruggs gets in, he goes out. Lynn Bowden can fill in right there. He's still got the speed. He's still got the ability to break tackles and run after catch. Yeah, he's not going to be Ruggs, but he can fill in for, you know, a week, 2 weeks until he's better. If Hunter Renfrow gets it, you got a guy who can line up in the slot and is versatile from the slot. If Josh Jacobs gets it, you got a guy who can fill in at running back. And he's been taking snaps at quarterback. you know, hopefully we don't go that far down the pipeline, but you never know with this thing. Like you said on Twitter the other day, it does not discriminate. So we got a guy who, you know, very, very versatile, and I just love that pick more and more as time goes on. And I think he can be a real X factor for us and actually have a bigger impact his first season than we originally thought. Let me know your thoughts, and have a good day, man. Again, congratulations. And I'll probably be calling in there pretty soon. So, yep, have a good one, man.
There he is, Eric, calling out the 707. And, yeah, Lynn Bowden Jr., he could play a lot of different roles. You know, he's that Joker, and John Gruden's been calling him that. He's been consistently calling him the Joker. He could slide him into any different situation. And I'm really excited to see what role he plays, how he's able to be put into the offense and really bring something to the table. You know, is he going to slide into the backfield? Is he going to slide into the slot? Is he going to be a guy that's on the end around? Are they going to put him in the Wildcat? I mean, the fact that you can do that many different things, that he is not just a one-trick pony, that he's got all these different tools in his tool belt, that's what makes him really, really an exciting player, the versatility. It's kind of like when you're at your job and you could do a lot of things at the job and that makes you more valuable. That's who Lynn Bowden Jr. is. He's that much more valuable because he could do that many more things instead of just being a wide receiver or just being a running back. I mean, he's not a guy that you want throwing the rock around the yard. I mean, he's not a quarterback in the sense of being a quarterback, but he could slide into that role as the Wildcat guy, and some good things could happen. I mean, it really could. So excited about the play of Lynn Bowden Jr. Next up is a text from O'Hollerin Raider, and he said, "Hey, brother, just want to give you a heads up for your information because it is important. SARS-CoV-2 is the name of the virus. COVID-19 is the name of the full-blown respiratory disease. Seems trivial, perhaps, but it's not. Magic Johnson had HIV, never developed into AIDS. Hope this clarification makes sense to you. Hope Mad Max is a false positive. That's pretty common. If not, hopefully he returns soon. He seems like a very healthy young man. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Raider Nation. O'Hollerin Raider out." Thank you for that. And like I said in segment number two, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a medical expert. I don't play one on TV or on the radio. So I don't really know all the fancy details, and some people are much more educated on it than me. I just know when I'm talking about it and reporting it and saying that Mad Max Crosby has tested positive, and on the official report it says he tested positive for COVID-19. That's how I'm gonna call it. I haven't heard anyone say SARS-CoV-2, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I haven't heard anybody refer to it as that. And when they put out the releases, I just report what they put out. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to dig deep into it and act like I know more than the next person, because I don't. So I'm sure that your background on it is way better than mine. But I'm just telling you, when I talk about it, I'm just talking about the way that it's being talked about across the NFL or any other sports like I did in segment number two. So thank you for that clarification. I appreciate you, and hopefully you understand what I'm talking about and where I'm coming from. Next up is Vader Raider in the 303. He's back. He's calling in to talk about a few things, including Bill Callahan and his awful Super Bowl game plan, Derek Carr not wanting to be disrespected anymore, and what's it going to take for him to believe anything Derek Carr has to say. Here he is, Vader Raider in the 303.
What's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Vader Raider, out here in the 303. Just wanted to chime in on a couple things. It's good to hear from Jim of the Pacific Northwest, one of the original OG booties. To kind of piggyback off of what Jim said, so he was talking about some of the coaching decisions, and not to bring up a bad, you know, bad vibes or bad mojo or bad memories, but yeah, the whole thing with it was Callahan changed the game plan. And that's why Tim Brown is so adamant about the fact that he sabotaged the entire game. Because we were going to go with Charlie, and we were going to go with Charlie Garner, and we were going to go with Tyrone Wheatley and Zach Crockett and just pound the hell out of those guys and go that route. And Callahan changed the entire game plan to a passing game plan. And that's why the conspiracy theorists come out about that whole thing. But anyway, also wanted to chime in on the Derek Carr thing. Of course, you know, I've been listening to you, and you know, I'm always got my ear to the grindstone when it comes to this. And I got to be honest with you. You know, he's saying the right thing, but he said the right thing before. And I'm going to be honest with you, Raider Nation. I've been duped by this guy before. I've been duped by this guy for the last 5 out of the last 6 years. Just because he gets mad and gets upset because his players are being, you know, his fellow players are being dissed and he's tired of being disrespected, But what happened in 2017? Weren't you not like being disrespected then? How about 2014? How about when you were disrespected when they didn't think you were going to amount to anything in the league? How about 2018 when, you know, you had a couple of weapons. It wasn't great, but were you disrespected then? Here's the thing. Raider Nation, I will not buy into Derek Carr until Derek Carr shows me that he can consistently lead this team to winning football games, not stats. Okay? I'm sorry, Raider Nation, but I won't buy into it. Those fourth and ones in the dirt, there's, you know, the third and ones in the dirt, the constant, you know, there's a guy open in the end zone or there's a lane he can run in to the end zone with, especially in the Jacksonville game, which Q you were at, and he didn't, you know, make that choice. It's just too much disappointment for me. Derek Carr's got to show me before I can even buy into him. Sorry, Raider Nation, but that's how I feel. Vader Raider, out.
There he is, Vader Raider in the 303 right there, talking about Derek Carr, talking about Bill Callahan, and we could talk all day about Bill Callahan and that game plan, but let's not do that. Let's not bring up that stuff. But, yeah, you could talk about Derek Carr, and I hear you, you know. Don't get me wrong. You know, this is a show-me world. This is a show-me-don't-tell-me world, and you're allowed to have that kind of approach of, hey, you know, I'll wait and see when it comes to him. He's saying a lot of good things. I like the edge that he has, but, you know, he's got to go out there, and he's got to put it up. And I've said that this week or this past week on Raider Nation Radio as well. You know, I don't get mad at Derek Carr. I think he's a good quarterback, but what frustrates me about Derek Carr, and I think what frustrates a lot of people about Derek Carr, is what you mentioned. You know, the fourth and one, throw it into the ground, or, you know, just some plays that you see are right there, and he has to just extend his legs and just run with it, and he doesn't. Those are the ones. Even like on a fourth and one, I know I've seen the all 22, I've seen all kind of different angles of it. Really, there was nobody open at all. But you want your quarterback to give somebody a chance, right? You want your quarterback to at least throw it and not throw it into the dirt. You know what I mean? So when you see that it just looks like a give up. And so that's what frustrates most of Raider Nation. So I think he's a good quarterback. I think he could do some things. But similar to what Lincoln Kennedy said on the Silver and Black today, and he also said it on CBS Sports, it's put up or shut up time. You know, you go out there and get it done, and then you'll hear the praise following that, and then you don't have to worry about it. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think it's going to be like this with Derek Carr until, you know, he brings home a Lombardi trophy, if he brings home a Lombardi trophy. I mean, it's simple as that. You know, and even then, fans are going to be, you know, still kind of on the fence with him. Well, you know, the reason why he won was because of this. So the reason why he won was because of that. I mean, it just is what it is. So I like the fact that he's sounds like he's fired up. He feels like him and his teammates are disrespected, which I think is the biggest key. It's not just him. I think it's cool that he's repping for his team. I think that's the most important part. But we'll see. Again, I mean, we'll see how this season goes. I said in segment number two, I don't think it's going to be a smooth 16 games. I think it'll be, you know, stop and go. But we'll see what he does and how he's able to command this offense and command this team. And, you know, I go back to the day, I'd like to see him go and grab someone's helmet and get in their face when they do something wrong. I would love to see that. I know that's not how he's cut, but I would love to see that kind of leadership. And I know that that's not the only way to lead, but that's what works for me. I like it. You know, I'm okay with that. If a guy's fired up and getting on you tough, I'm all right with that. I don't know if you guys were watching Last Chance U, Laney College, but it was great. I think John Beam was great. Head coach John Beam, I'm going to actually have him on my radio show on ESPN Central Texas this week. I think his approach is great. And I know you can't really coach a lot of players up like he coaches players up because, well, they don't take that anymore. They don't take that kind of teaching, but I'm okay with it. You know, that's that old school feel, and I like it. Are we ready to run through a wall for a guy like that? But anyway, getting back to the Raiders, and Derek Carr's just going to have to do it. Again, it's put up or shut up. I think Lincoln Kennedy said it right, and I don't think anyone can really deny that. I mean, it's a win or loss league, and he hasn't won enough, and he's lost too many, and he makes a lot of money. So it is what it is. That's really all I got time for today. Still had a text from Andrew out the 812. Raider Loke in the 626 called, and Raiders Mile in the Mile High, excuse me, he called in as well. So I'll get those on tomorrow's show, plus we'll have more news and notes, and you know, we'll get into some more discussion. Maybe we'll talk a little bit deeper about Henry Ruggs and the rest of the wide receivers. We could do that on tomorrow's show. So until then, Raider Nation, appreciate all the support. Appreciate you checking out Raider Nation Radio 920. Don't forget, myself and Scott Goldbranson will be on Silver and Black today, 2 to 4 p.m. West Coast time. And yeah, until then, Raider Nation, as always, just win, baby.